Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I'm out and about in Regent Street for the Regent Tweet event, and I've popped by Laird & Co. Hatters. Now, this little shop is a bit of a gem, and I've walked past it many, many times, looked through the window and gone, ooh, nice hat, and it's shut. So I'm really excited to be here today, not only here today, but with the owner. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sophia Turinshaw.
So tell me a bit about this place. You're not like a big international business. You're actually a nice independent London
small
business.
Small independent, absolutely. British hats, all handmade, love and care.
And who makes these hats then?
We do. My husband actually trained as a milliner and we make them. We've got a very small team, but yes.
So every hat really is made with love and care. And hats have got quite popular just in the last few years. I know all my friends wear them and my Twitter icon has me in a hat. So why do you think...
If you've got style, you've got a hat.
I like that. Why have they suddenly picked up again?
Well, I think there are lots of very popular things on TV. For example, like Mad Men. That started, I think, in a certain age group, a trend...
Mm. And you've got some sort of traditional hats, you've got flat caps, you've got a top hat, trilbies, panamas, and then you've got the sort of interesting style, which I've not seen before. Is that a unique style to you?
Yes, it is. It's a scoop cap, which is our take on a baseball, and it's blocked from one piece of wool felt, and it's got a very accentuated peak, just very slick, modern cap.
It's a bit smarter than a baseball cap
as
well.
Yes, absolutely. More sophistication.
And what are these hats made of? Because I'm assuming if they're all beautifully handmade, you're not using the synthetic.
No, not at all. Well, essentially, apart from the Panamas, they're either wool felt or fur felt. We've got two different labels, separate them by different labels.
Mm-hmm. No, what's the difference, you know, if you're wearing a hat?
Yes.
How much of a difference does that make?
The fur felt is more of an investment, but it's a product that's going to last longer. It's got a beautiful sheen to it, it holds its shape better. So if you can afford it, because they are normally about double the price, it's worth it. But if you're a real aficionado, that's what you go for.
So you've got so many hats here. How do you decide which hat you personally want to wear? Have you got a particular favourite?
I know, I've got a very large collection.
It doesn't surprise me.
Thinking about next season, always we have to try and not just make hats for us, because we have to think of other people. So we've got a very broad range. We've got some mod influence, we've got a very nice cloche hat, and the Great Gatsby came out. So various things that are about influence us as well in our decisions, what we'll go for.
And now, some people can put any old hat on and somehow look fabulous, and I'm sadly not one of those people. So how do you find a hat that suits a particular person? Is there a kind of personality to a hat?
It is partly about self-confidence. What we'd start off with is, well, you need time. Take your time, try different shapes, styles, and it's partly you feeling comfortable. Often it's, you look good, but you don't feel comfortable in it because you're not used to seeing yourself in the mirror, and that's not the thing.
And if people wanted to come in and have a look at your hats and find a hat that suited them, I hear you've got several stores.
Yes, we've got one in Covent Garden, one in Soho, and we opened before Christmas and new one in Cambridge.
Fabulous. Online?
Yes, so of course we sell online. We have a wide range in the shop, but we have online as well, lairdlondon.co.uk.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm going to have another little look around your hat and see if I can find something that actually does suit me.
Thank you. Thanks for
Thank you.